Okay, we're working through the Baptist Catechism, and we're on question 21. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? And the response was, the fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. So I'm going to start with Psalm 51, verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. From Romans 5, 18 to 19. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Also Isaiah 64, 6. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Ecclesiastes 7:20. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. But I think I brought Judges 2 as an example of the fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. So that, like, sin and misery go together here. So I'm going to read a little bit from Judges 2, 7 to 15. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. So he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them. And they were greatly distressed.